Yep. Good morning. Okay, this morning's reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 37. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born and will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Amen.
J. Chol is going to minister the word of God to us. I just want to pray. Our Lord, we want to thank you for your servant, J. Chol, for the way that he has been spending time with you in this week, looking at your word and asking you what to share with us today. I ask, Lord, that you would speak through him as he speaks to us, that in his voice we may hear your voice. Lord, bless him. Enable him to speak clearly for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Good morning. Da jiao hao, konnichiwa, salam and jalofa, annyeong haseyo. Have I missed someone? Is everybody here? Ah, good day. How are you today? It's a wonderful day, isn't it? Is it still raining out there? No, it don't start. Okay, my name is Jae-chul. This is my first name. My family is Cook. I came to this country in 2002. At the time, I was called James and James Cook. Do you know who James Cook is? Yeah. At the time, I did not know that who was James Cook. And James Cook discovered this country in 1769. Am I right?
Yes.
Oh. But I knew that he was so famous, but I'm not famous. I changed my mind. I want to be humble. So since that time, I was called Jae-chul. Can you say that? Jae-chul. This is my family. It's my wife, Yun-young, my children, Ji-hun and Gai. The picture was taken when we came back to this country about 3 years ago. Maybe next time we'll upload a new picture, if you don't mind. Okay, nice meeting you here. I'm a new lay assistant minister, this lovely church, Great Price Eden Epsom Presbyterian Church. I'm so happy to talk to you that I started working this church this Tuesday. I thank Reverend John Malcolm and all of church members. I'm so quite happy to see you because we are all brothers and sisters in the Christ. Am I right? Okay, before I start preaching, I want to ask our Lord to help us. Let us pray to our Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for having us here. I pray for your blessing and for your grace. I'm unworthy, Lord, but make me worthy by filling me with the Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit take full control of me and let him speak, not me. You know the needs of the people who will be listening. I submit myself to you so that you can use me. I choose to glorify only you, Lord. I do not want any glory for me because I'm just your servant. Thank you for using me with your special grace, power, and strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want to ask you, have you ever experienced that you were in big trouble and you were depressed and you suffered? If you haven't had, what would you do? If you were in big trouble, if you were depressed, if you suffered? Today I want to share with you what we can do if you are in big trouble. You can do it by yourself, but we need someone who can help us. This is a wonderful message. Nothing is impossible with God. The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. This is a powerful message. The message has changed many people. Today I want to share with you this book, and I will be preaching you based on this message, the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26 and 37. The Bible says that in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 31, you will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21 says, you are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The Bible says that our Lord sent the angel to Mary. Mary was mother of Jesus. And she heard the message. She was afraid. She was troubled because Mary was a virgin. She could not have a baby. She didn't have any relationships. Mary said that, how could it be possible? I'm a virgin. The Bible says that nothing is impossible with God. In the Bible, you know that the first man, Adam and Eve, sinned against God. Our Lord said that, do not eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But they ate it. This is the time the sin came into the world. Many people tried their best to walk with God, to meet with God. But the Bible says that it was not possible. And our Lord decided to send Jesus to save us from our sins. You know that there were many people who met with Jesus Christ and they were being changed. There was a man who was invalid for 38 years. This man was paralyzed. He could not stand. He could not walk. But this man met with Jesus and he was changed and he was healed. There's a woman who was bleeding for 12 years. The Bible says that she met with many medical doctors, but she was getting worse. One day, she heard about Jesus. She wanted to see Jesus. How can I meet with Jesus? When she got there, there were so many people. She thought that, oh, it would be impossible. There are so many barriers, so many obstacles, and so many walls. She had to overcome. What would you do if you are depressed, if you are suffering from sickness and diseases? What would you do? Do you want to give up or do you want to stop? She did not give up. She did not stop. She went over and to see Jesus. Jesus came up to the man, the woman. Jesus said that, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you." What is the faith? Today I want to say to you about the faith. The Bible tells us that we need to have faith. Faith in Jesus. When you are in big trouble, depressed, the Bible says that if you have faith, I'll care for you. The message has changed many people. Still changing. From now on, I want to talk to you about myself. Because I am here the first time, so why actually you're talking about the Bible? From now on, I want to talk to you about who I am. What do you think? First time, first impression is good? Yeah. I like this country, New Zealand. Before I came here, I heard that New Zealand is a very beautiful country. Peaceful, wonderful people. Wonderful God, wonderful people here in New Zealand. Am I right?
Yes.
That's right, you are correct. But my children, I'm thinking about, I'm not talking about my children, it's my time when I was a little boy. I was very sick. I was not well. If you do not believe it or not. And I still remember that my mother would tell me that while I was sleeping, my mother would come to me and check if I am breathing or not. If I stopped breathing, I might not be able to hear. But the grace of God, I am here. Yes, I was severely bullied. And oftentimes, I couldn't come to schools. At the time, I thought that I had no hope, no life, and no future. I sometimes tried to kill myself, but said that at the time, there's no information. But here, we have lots of websites, good information. They will tell us what we can do. But I could not. One day, I heard about the person named Jesus. My house is very close to a church. My next door is church. So oftentimes, when I'm sleeping, I'm here listening to what they are doing. My friend came up to me and started talking about Jesus. Jethro, why don't you go to church? Today is Christmas. Oh, why is Christmas? Just come on. We'll give you lots of food, lots of gifts. This is why I came to the church. I was a little boy. I was quite happy to meet you people, nice people like you. They told me that, oh, Jethro, you don't have to worry. You are all brothers and sisters. Here, look at this, your family. I was quite happy. And I was grown up at the age of 16 years old. I went to high school and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was baptized in a Presbyterian church. Since that time, I felt that my Lord has guided me and He is still coming with me. What I can do here in this world. You know, sometimes we are not quite sure what we could do. But I want you to remember that. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 4. What does it say? He, God, chose us before the creation of the world. We were not born by accident. We are born by purpose. Before the creation of the world, our Lord already decided, Jethro or John, I chose you before the creation of the world. But sometimes or many times we are struggled, we are disappointed because we do not know why we are living in this world. You don't have to worry. The Bible still tells us that. You do not have to worry because God already chose each one of you before the creation of the world. And one day, I was a little boy, I was looking up the sky. I saw the airplane is flying. I thought that, okay, one day I want to go overseas. I want to take the airplane. Considering the situation, it was impossible because I'm not sure if you ever been to South Korea. South Korea was divided between North and South. very isolated country. So it was impossible for many to go to other countries. But I still remember that the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 37 says, nothing is impossible with God. I cannot do anything. But if God helps me, I can go overseas. I can do in the guidance of God. After I graduated from high school, I went to university in South Korea. I majored in English. And I learned that my Lord was guiding me. Our Lord was helping me that I could get the scholarship to go overseas. In 1992, I was a second year at the university. It was my first time. I went to visit some European countries. I was changed because different country and different people. Okay, one day, well, if I grow up, I want to go overseas. I need to learn about different people. But our life is changing, you know. It is like climbing over the mountains. It is like the weather here in Oakland. We have four seasons here in Oakland. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. Do you think it's still raining? But you don't have to worry about sun shining. It will have a sun in a few days, few minutes. Our life is like that. We don't know what it happened. Sometimes we're happy, delighted, overjoyed. Sometimes we are not happy, struggled and sad. After I finished my studies, I had a chance to work for the international office at the university and had much opportunity to travel other countries. But I realized that my father was very sick. After I got a job, he had a cancer again. And we took my father to the hospital. The doctor said that, Jethro, you are too late. Your father will not survive. My father passed away. My mother had a stroke before my father passed away. My brother, my older brother, my younger sister, all they were struggling. I did not know what to do. Please, Lord, if you're still working, I need your help. Would you help me, Lord? At the time, my Lord has encouraged me to read this Bible verse. And at the time, I went to church, and church members also were comforting me. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, God is faithful. When you are tempted, He will provide way. Our Lord is faithful. Sometimes when you are depressed, when we are struggled, our Lord also provided us another way. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Our Lord Jesus comforts us in all our troubles. Oftentimes, when you are struggled, when you are depressed, our Lord are comforting us. Do you believe that? Yes, I do believe that. I was in big trouble. I did not know what to do. But my Lord was comforting me. Jethro, you don't have to worry about that. I'll care for you. I'll look after you. Do not worry. I was working for the university in South Korea. And at the time, I met with a friend of mine. He was Korean, but he came from this country. We were talking about the days, what we can do. And he told me about this country. Jethro, I know who you are. Why don't you go and come to live in the country, New Zealand? It's a very nice country. Oh, really? And I started learning about the country. At that time, the New Zealand government started opening the door to have more immigrants. And I applied, and I got the New Zealand permanent residence visa. In 2002, we decided to come to this country. At the time, my children, my son was 3 years old, and my daughter was 1 year old. They were little boy and little daughter. When we got here, we had to survive because a new country, new people, all of my family members live in South Korea. I did not know what to do. What I could do is to ask God. One day my Lord has guided me to a church in Henderson, and I was translating from English to Korean. At the time, my English was not very good. And I learned that I want to learn more about Bible. I want to learn about theology. I still remember that. And my Lord was opening a door, what I could do. Before I came to this country, I was planning to be an English professor. But I changed my mind. I could be an English professor, but I thought that my Lord will be guiding me. He will tell me what I could do. And then later college, at the time it was called Bible College New Zealand, I started doing my theological training. And while I was studying, and I was serving as a pastor, I was serving as a missionary. And I finished my degrees, my bachelor and my master of theology. After I finished my studies, and my Lord also opened the door to learn about my Lord and learn about other cultures. At the time, I know that it was impossible, but I was eager to learn about different cultures. I want to know, learn about how to preach the gospel more effectively here in this world. And I was passionate about spreading the gospel, mission, and evangelism. How can we do? And this is a nice country, but my Lord opened the door to study at the university. I studied my doctoral degrees, and the government and my Lord paid for everything. I got the scholarship. I didn't worry about it. While I was working at the church, I and my family were looking after migrants and refugees. They were from all different countries. I was working with Europeans. They are good people. That we were doing research. How can we have more people to come to church? What could be the possible ways? There are many ways, but I have learned that why don't we organize small groups or home groups? I have learned that many people come to church through small groups and home groups. This is one of the things that if we spend more time, I learned that refugees and migrants, they didn't know how to speak English. They were quite happy to come to church. They learn about God. After I finished my studies, and my family decided to come to this country, it's a lovely country, peaceful country, New Zealand, because this is our home country. When I got here 4 years ago, it was not easy for me to get a job because I always changing and I didn't know what to do. But I still remember that nothing is impossible with God. I cannot do anything. But if my Lord is helping me, I can do something. One day I started reading the Bible while I was working at the rest home. I was a caregiver. I was looking after elderly. They are older than you. You don't have to worry about it. But my Lord gave me this passage, Book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. We have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified comes from the Greek word, dikaiou. It is a legal term. That means I am legally not guilty. I am lawfully not sinner. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you accept Jesus as your personal Savior and the Lord, we don't have to worry about it because our Lord will care for us. Our Lord will guide us. Do you believe that? If you already have met with Jesus, you need to ask God. You need to depend on God. Our Lord will care for you. If you haven't met with Jesus, I want you to meet with Jesus. Because Jesus has changed many people. You and I were one of them. Sometimes living in this world, I want to say the hope. What is your hope? You are doing something, you are depressed, you are struggling. If I were working as a caregiver, I was looking after the elderly, do you think that I do not have any hope? No, we don't have to. We still have hope. Hope in the Christ. Hope does not disappoint us. When you are depressed, you are struggled, if you have hope, if you have faith in God, you don't have to be. Because our Lord will help you. Our Lord will guide you. And I still remember that at the night, it was at night. Sometimes I was working at night. And at the time, I remember that I was working at night. It was 1 o'clock a.m. I was working at the restroom. I was very tired. I didn't know what to do. I just grabbed the Bible. I started reading. But my Lord gave me this verse, the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 6. When we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 10, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son. What does that mean? Our Lord has done everything. He died for us while we were still sinners. Our Lord showed His love to us. We often said it is agape love. There is unconditional love. Our Lord has done everything. We don't have to pay back. But our Lord, human love, it is called filial love. It is conditional love. I give you this. I want you to give this back. But my Lord is unconditional love. This is a wonderful message. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not die, but have eternal life. Our Lord is still care for us. Our Lord is still watching us. What we could do is to ask our Lord, because He will be guiding us. Now I want to tell you about the mission of myself. It's the same of mission of this wonderful church, to help people know and follow Jesus. We need to help people know and follow Jesus, because Jesus has got the answer. You are stuck. We don't know what to do. We need to ask Jesus, because He will help us out what we can do. There's many people who never heard about Christ. What we can do? Share the message of Jesus Christ. Are you still afraid? Do you still worry? The Bible says that you don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. This is a wonderful message I want to share with you. The Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your request to God. He will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. We thank You, merciful God and Father, that You have brought us to know You and Your Son by Your Spirit. We still believe Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Help us to live and walk for Jesus at all times. As a child of God, we ask You to live and walk for our Lord Jesus. Please guide us to preach the message of God faithfully and powerfully. Grant us Your peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who gave us this promise. You tell the truth. My Father will give You whatever You ask in My name. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.